Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 477. Based on everything we discussed in the last few Shiurim, it's understandable now how emotional connection is the key to understand the Mitzvah Vayna. That's the right approach to pure Shalom Bayis. It's impossible to understand the main intention of Mitzvah Vayna without understanding that the main purpose of it is the emotional connection. It's a direct extension, the Mitzvah Vayna, of a home where love is felt, where warm feelings are part of the very atmosphere of the home and the bond between them, a very strong bond between the couple who love each other, who have and develop deep feelings for each other as one body, as one soul. And the marriage relationship is uncomplicated because the foundation is love. When you have that, it says in Kehelas, we make life complicated. Hashem makes it simple. Love each other. And the physical act is an act of emotion, an act of love. David Raham in Shachris talks about a Havarabba, but he says that the concept of the union, if not done wholeheartedly and out of love, won't achieve anything. It won't achieve anything. The unification of becoming one in love, if it's not done out of true love with a whole heart, it's not effective. When you kiss a child, it's out of love of that child. When you embrace a friend, it's a love of that friend. You express yourself physically as a means of communicating your love for each other. And being intimate is the closest physical act possible between two people in a relationship that there's no other fitting way of expressing, because there's no closer connection than that of a husband and a wife. And when there's no physical separation between them, they mamish become as one. And the B'nai Yisachar brings this down. He brings it down in Chodesh Tishrei. He talks about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a good prototype to discuss the idea of Yichud, of being one with Hashem and one with one's wife. Every day of Sukkot, we bring many, many korbanos. All of a sudden, Shmini Atzeres, we bring two. The Chazal brings a mashal about a king who made a feast for his servants. Feast lasted many days. Finally, last day, he tells his friend, let's prepare small suda for us so that we can enjoy. I can enjoy just me and you. And the question is if the king loved this friend so much, make it a big feast, invite everyone in honor. Why make a small feast? And the answer is, that's what it means that I should enjoy myself with you. Based on Kabbalah, Shmini Atzeres is the main day of Yehuda Shalim, ultimate unity. Some say in essence it's even a higher level than Yom Kippur. Therefore Hashem says, prepare a small feast, only two korbanos, so we don't prolong the meal and instead enjoy each other in the closest way possible, with a physical closeness of flesh, where no stranger could interfere with the joy. That's what it means. The B'nai Yisachar says, "Asudi suda katana, make me a small suda." Shloi laharich bano asasiyud, not to lengthen the enjoyment of the meal. Why? Kani mavakish lasas asuda b'chipazin. I want to make this suda, this meal, in a hurried way. Why? I want to be close to you, Hashem, like a kirabasar. And no stranger should mix in to our joy. You see clearly the explicit metaphor between the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his people, to intimate relations, the closest feeling of affection. And when a couple is connected that way, they hurry up the feast so that they could have that true bond with one another. In the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Parsha Shalach says the same thing. Just like a kala, we adorn her with all these adornments, kishutim and levushim, and these beautiful clothing. But then there's a union, the clothing are removed, and they connect with each other without clothing. Vahayu l'basar echad. Same thing over here. You have these adornments to Torah. And then there is the pnimius of Torah, where you connect directly to Hashem with what he says, the Talz Yachayisa, b'deveka, or v'chashecha, v'chafeitza. And there's no way to comprehend such a union other than from the way we see it in the physical world as a physical sexual union between a husband and a wife. That's a Talz Yachayisa. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, also in Parshas Yisrael, says something similar. The great love between a couple, and the greater the love between the couple, the more they want to be together. The more they want to be together. And there's a mashal there of a chasan and kala. Once they're married, they can't resist it. They need to be together because of the hava that they have between them. Reishis Chachma also, Shara Hava, Perek Dalid. He says similar. That the genuine love between a man and a wife is so strong that a man will not postpone being intimate with her even if he is offered all the money in the world. He would not delay being with his wife because of his desire to her, even if you give all the money in the world. Rishis Chacham brings on the Gemara for Shmuel ben Unya, saying that a woman is like the raw material, that she gives a bris, she's kairos bris only to the one who made her into a keli, which means that she's truly connected to the person who took her physicality and turned it into a mitzvah through mitzvahs aina for the first time. He's changing in effect her body and reaching her potential by that. And that, of course, physical union only works that way, that bond, is if there was preceding that a proper introduction of true love, of strong love. When a woman sees that the performance of marital relationship, which is the deepest love, is coming from a true love from her husband, truly loving her, that connects her to him forever. That's what it means. Ein isha kareses bris ela lemisha asai keli in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Tosis adds that the love is necessary to be able to build a home and to have a family. You see that ayin is connected to the idea of love and of unity and being physically together for that reason. The Ramban says, interesting also, that Hashem by nature placed it, that the union, a woman's feeling towards the man that she's physical with the first time is very strong. And a man also has a feeling towards his wife, whom he's intimate for the first time. It's a different level. And he explained that the Ramban, even though technically Yaakov loved Rachel more, it's brought down that was a zivig. He wanted her to marry her. Lovin made that harama, and he ended up marrying Leah. But it says, "Vayev gamis Rachel." He loved Rachel also. And what do you mean also? And the Ramban explains that because it's the teva to love a woman that you have relationship with first. And therefore, because over here, through Lavan's trickery, Yaakov had relations with Leah first. And he didn't even know it was Leah at the time. Nevertheless, that union created a strong bond towards Leah specifically because of that union. So the Torah has to say, no, he loved Rachel too. The Gemara, Ramea says in the Gemara Nida, Dachlamet Aleph, why is there the concept of Nida for 7 days? And the answer is because if it wouldn't be for that separation period, he would get accustomed to her. He would even get sort of turned off. So that's why the Torah says, become tummy for 7 days. Why? So that she should be beloved by her husband, like the day that they entered together by the chuppah. So you see from here how the Torah finds it important that a couple feels attraction and love for one another. And if a couple were available at all times, they would be so accustomed to each other, their desire would fade. So that's why the Torah put it a pause. Woman's anida. They cannot connect physically. So that the lapse of time and that separation period creates with couples that truly love each other, that the delight in seeing each other becomes stronger and stronger, and it brings back the deeper feelings that they had since the first time that they were together. Emotions work the same way as well. You're separated from a very close friend for a while. Your love becomes stronger and stronger, and you're looking forward to meeting them again. That's the Torah's objective. Hashem wanted to maximize the affection between a husband and a wife so that he separated them physically for a short time to create that goal. And so marital relationship is an act of love in and of itself if done with the right emotional involvement. And if you do it the right way, the ahava will increase. The Sefer Chinuch is famous yesod in Mitzvah Tes Zayin. He teaches you as a yesod that helps for all Torah and mitzvahs. Da ki ha'odom nifal kefi pu'ulaysav. A person is influenced by his own actions. V'libay v'chal machshavaysav. And his heart and all his thoughts, tamid achamaysav shu'esek b'hem, is always connected with the deeds that he does with them. Im tov v'imra, whether it's good or the opposite. So you see here that you get transformed by your behavior. Your behavior creates better thoughts in you, better feelings in you. It's not like, oh, let me think good and let me feel good and work on that and then I'll do the good things. No, you do the good things whether you feel like it or not, and it'll ultimately transform you to feel it properly. So therefore, the same thing over here. If two people engage in the loving actions, then their love will grow stronger. Their love will become greater. And if there's a coldness and not loving attitude between a couple, then the physical relationship will not be likely to develop. So love prevails in an atmosphere where there is love through the day, and then it could be truly expressed in the mitzvahs ayna by night. So Rabbi Israel Tauber brings down this concept. The physical closeness between a husband and wife is the holiest of holy. It's Kodesh HaKadoshim of a Jewish home. And that's only possible if it is preceded by a life of true love, a life of carrying the burden together, a life of giving for the sake of giving, a life to love her and respect her more than yourself, because a selfish person, an egotistical person, will never be able to fulfill the mitzvahs only with holiness and with pure intentions. It won't work. The mitzvahs ayin is not a standalone act. It's not like animals. It's a sign of an existing love. It's not a reason that creates love. The opposite is true. If there's a lack of feeling of love, the woman for the woman, very often it'll be unpleasant. Even if she desires the sexual aspects of it and she gets some pleasure from it, it'll leave her empty. Kerva gufnis bli kerva nafshis. Brought down a sefer binyan adayad. If you have a close care of physical without the spiritual, maliva isaisha, will cause a woman to be hurt by it. Even if she desires the physical, and you'll satisfy her sexually, she'll want it and she'll be happy with that part of it to a certain degree. You're fulfilling that need, but if the love is not there, she'll feel empty. She'll feel empty. And it will create a separation. Now, truth be told, let's go to the reverse side of it. What's very, very important to know is very often when couples are emotionally not connecting and they want to develop the emotional connection, then yes, many rabbonim and mentors would recommend reignite the physical. When you reignite the physical, it'll be easier for the emotional aspects to come in a healthy way. That is also true. But again, the purpose has to be an emotional connection. But for married couples that are, like we've said many times, in the early stages of life and with certain couples, in certain early stages of marriages, there's a problem of overindulgence or hyperfocus on the sexual and the physical. But very often after 2 years of marriage even, certainly after 5, certainly after 10, it's the reverse problem where it's neglected, where it's not meant seriously, and they have to ignite that physical aspect in order to bring down the emotional connection as well. But the primary purpose is the emotional spiritual connection. That's the vehicle that we use, the physical, to get to that point. So the key really is that when we understand and we teach chasanim and kalas, always said again that it just makes sense that after 6 months or 8 months of marriage to call them back and go more into detail on the intimate aspects, because now it's easier to relate. It could help so much to remove that former guilt that they may have had, or even that they're still lingering, or that uneasiness that they had, that will be removed. Because we need to understand that there is a link between the physical relations of a husband and wife and their emotional love. It's connected with each other. It's a crucial connection that needs to be made in our moods, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our attitudes. And when you have that, when you recognize the physical is an expression of the emotional bond, then the whole process of oina, of being intimate with one another, becomes guilt-free, becomes comfortable. The whole process is transformed. It becomes relaxed. It becomes enjoyable. And you each enjoy it much more on a very high level. Bracha and Hatzlacha.